Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:12 Tuesday morning.
So, the royal wedding.
Oh, is that this weekend?
No, it's May 19th. Oh. But they're trying to get everybody revved up for, I don't know
who's... Whoa, that happened fast.
I know. Yep. It's just, it's right...
They don't know how to do it.
What do you mean?
Well, you got to take your time.
No, they're getting right
Let
to
a couple
it.
Years pass.
They're just going for it, Vinny.
Let that engagement breathe a little bit.
Babies.
Maybe they do want babies.
I think so.
Yeah. Well,
even though you guys had babies before you got married.
Well, look, you just do it in whatever order you want. This is America. In England, I guess they don't do that. So anyway, redheaded Prince Harry is going to marry Meghan Markle.
She is so stunningly beautiful.
She just looks like a fun person, too. Like, she's giving up a lot to get into this royal
giving
family.
Giving up?
She's getting a lot, too.
Sure. She'll be rich her whole life. But, you know, it's really
a life
of public service and never again to be a private citizen. I mean, it's a lot. I hope that they're really in love and that they... You know, that this works out for them because, man, that's not something to enter into lightly, you know?
Yeah.
That's a life of...
Some members of her family think she's doing the acting of her life.
Oh, is that so?
Uh-huh.
They're not nice people from the little bits I've read. There seems to be...
Some stuff going on there.
You would think that unless for some reason this dude was abusive or hateful or they'd been around and seen he mistreats her, that they would encourage her to chase her dream and be happy. Instead, they're just hostile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at every turn.
It's not, I mean, right, you'd hope that your family would be a little more supportive. But a lot of them are saying that ever since she got famous as an actress, that she'd sort of pushed away the family.
Oh.
And that this is just the next step in her ascension.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you know, be that as it may, she, from the pictures and the few interviews I've seen, she seems to like, so that's my impression of her. So if you're really into this royal wedding thing, and there are people who are, I mean, there are people who really, like, I randomly care. Sure, I'll watch a little of the clips of that. I'm not going to make a point of being on my couch when this thing streams live. And I'm certainly not going to buy a ticket at a movie theater, which is now an option.
Oh, no.
So here's what they're doing.
In America?
Yeah. In 200 theaters around the country, Saturday, May 19th, no matter where you are, it's airing at 10 a.m., so it will be long over by then. It's noon on that Saturday in England time, which I think is 8 hours ahead of the West Coast. Mm. So by the time 10 o'clock rolls around and all the time zones here, they'll have put together a piece. They say there's going to be lots of stars there. And, you know, they're setting this up to do a movie theater style broadcast of it. Her friend Priyanka Chopra from Quantico will probably be there, they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's her co-stars from the series Suits, which I think they just wrapped it up. And I believe she got married on the last episode of Suits.
That's funny.
Which was sort of a weird thing. Like, now she gets to have two weddings. Serena Williams is also good friends with Meghan Markle, so she's likely to be there. Elton John's expected. British singers Joss Stone and Ellie Goulding. There are rumors that the Spice Girls will perform, although that seems unlikely. But I guess that Victoria Beckham is... Some of the girls are friends with the princes, and so I believe that we had heard all four of the Spice Girls will be there, but at least Victoria Beckham and her family will be there. And if you are into this, it's that Fathom Events. You know, if you ever get to a movie early and you're watching the run-up before the trailers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You see it's like they actually broadcast like Broadway plays and
what's it called again? I've never heard of this before.
Fathom Events.
Fathom Events.
Oh.
And they're just, you know, things that are getting shown in movie theaters that aren't necessarily movies.
So essentially it's free.
No,
you gotta pay.
You pay
for
to
it.
Get into it.
Because you're watching another movie?
No, because you're using up the movie theater time.
And... You buy a ticket to
this
Fathom
Event. Oh, they gotta be thrilled.
Oh,
the movie theater, right?
I'm sure they're like, well, yeah, we'll show that. So the Fathom Events things, as I've never been to one.
They've
but
done that for boxing, right?
Yeah, they absolutely have done pay-per-view or you know, whatever the movie theater pays to have that in there. You buy a ticket to it and you can go watch a boxing event.
Yeah. I think they've done that.
But they
that.
Do a lot the of Broadway ones. Stuff, opera stuff, ballet stuff. And they even do things where like a corporate entity can rent. I think this is through the Fathom Events too. Like you can put your PowerPoint on the big screen and have, you know, your whole staff in there. So anyway, if you've got to see it, I mean, it's on TV for free. Record it. I don't know. Maybe everybody wants to dress up in royal garb.
Have a royal party. Dude.
So in San Francisco, it's going to be at the Century 9 and the Van Ness 14. It's at 10 a.m.
You going to go do it?
Hell no. I don't give a crap about this.
Plus, it's at 10 a.m. I'm like, ugh, I won't be up on a Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
Does it say the price?
Sure. No, I'm sure it's the price of a regular movie ticket. I really don't know, Hooman.
I'll have been up for 6 hours and taking a nap at
so
that point.
So funny. I won't be up at 10 please. On a Saturday.
If I'm lucky. Uh-huh. Hope to be sound asleep. Huey Lewis is in the news this morning.
And the news. Yeah. So, yeah. I feel bad for him.
Yeah. It's awful.
What is this?
He's lost his hearing.
Oh, I had heard. That's why they canceled all their shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were supposed to play at, what's Golden Gate when? I have Bottle Rock stuck in my head.
Outside but that's Lands.
Outside Lands. Outside Lands. Yeah. Thank you.
He is struggling with something called Meniere's disease. He says, I can do everything but what I love to do the most. I haven't come to grips with the fact that I may never sing again. He said this on the Today Show after canceling the dates. Let's see. It looks like he was on yesterday. He's, clearly and understandably disappointed and concerned for the ailment that took him off the road. He's not giving up. He's hopeful it won't be the end of his career. He says, I'm still hoping I'm going to get better. They say a positive attitude's important. So they believe it's Meniere's. It's an ailment that affects the inner ear, prompts vertigo and other disorienting symptoms. He said he first realized things weren't right with his hearing at a performance in Dallas back in March. As I walked on stage, it sounded like there was a jet engine going on. I knew something was wrong. I couldn't find pitch, distorted, nightmare. It's cacophony. He says, I'm going to concentrate on getting better and hope one day soon I'll be able to perform again.
Wow.
God, so awful. Mm. Anyway, there's your Huey Lewis update. I mean, that's if I hear anything else, I'll let you know. It's just terrible. Like the one thing, you know, it's like being, you know, a virtuoso pianist and you lose a hand. It's like, oh, what do I do now?
I don't know enough about it, but I believe a lot of musicians from a certain time period lost hearing due to the fact that they were playing just as loud as humanly possible. And it was coming past them to the audience. Mm-hmm. And as PAs have gotten better and in-ears have gotten better. They don't have to have...
Well, you can have it as loud as you
sound.
Want individually. Right.
And some guys don't even have the... They can even isolate all of the sounds so they just know that there's the drummer.
Right.
Or whatever. So
yeah,
they're just playing.
Yeah, you can be super selective. I have those in-ears in there. You can take yourself. I say I want a little bit of the keyboard because I know that's going to be in tune no matter what. I don't want any drums. I'm going to hear those. Don't worry. Those come through. I need a little guitar. I want this person's background vocals. I don't want that person's background vocals.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, there's
who's that guy?
Yeah, why do you hate him?
Who just got
cracked? I don't hate him, but I'm not going to say who it is.
Poor Danielle.
It's not Danielle. Stop it. But you can be super selective. They make a mix for your headphones.
Right.
So, and then you control the volume of the entire thing.
But that's the lead singer of AC/DC has lost his job due to hearing problems. Didn't they say, and I don't know how he's been able to get back on stage, but I thought Pete Townsend was going deaf.
He has talked a lot about that, and I don't know what he's doing to combat that. Maybe he just does the exact thing, an in-ear that he's, you know, running at low volume and... You know, if they can keep the stage volume low enough, because the PA has to be out in front of the mics, otherwise there's massive feedback. So that's always the house volume. It's totally a different sound on stage. And so if they can keep the stage volume down and everything's just kind of going direct, maybe he's able to keep it quiet enough that he can hear it without having to blast it into his head.
Right.
But he's long. Go ahead.
Sorry. I'm looking at an article right now that with musicians with hearing loss that they've come out. And there's so many.
Yeah.
Chris Martin of all, it's not just the hard rockers.
I find that hard to believe.
Paul Stanley, George Martin, Brian Wilson, Trent Reznor, Will.i.am, Neil Young. Danny Elfman, Liam Gallagher, the list goes on and on. Phil Collins, Moby.
I really think that,
Grimes.
First of all, oh, really? Mm-hmm. As you get older, you're going to, you know, your ears are going to do what they're going to do. Like some people do just experience older age hearing loss. And then if you've been pummeling your ears for all those years, it cannot be helpful. And a lot of people who are in headphones all the time, hello, us.
Like us, yeah.
You know, my hearing is, I can hear everything. I just can't separate anything out. Like, it just gets super cacophonous.
Musicians, that's the weirdest part, is musicians' ears are so well trained. If you've ever sat down with a guitar player who, well, duh, of course you have, they can actually, just by listening to a song, go, oh yeah, that's what they're playing, and they can tell you the exact chords
right
through the whole song because they can hear that.
Right.
And it's not just training. It's actually, they have good hearing.
Right.
As that gets worse,
it's harder and harder to do. Harder and harder.
There's
to
your
pick
love
out the
and your
right.
talent, and it's going away.
With the wind.
I was wearing earplugs yesterday, kind of, my Bluetooth headphones. And Hooman kept on saying, can you hear me? Like, yeah, dude, I can hear you. I can hear everything. It was super loud. He kept on leaning over in my ear. Can you hear me?
Well, that's actually, you know, it's funny because when you plug your ears, you can actually hear near field stuff better. Like when I'm in a bar or I'm talking to someone, I don't want to yell at the top of my lungs. I will actually stick my finger, close someone's ear for them, and talk in a normal voice at their ear. Yeah, absolutely. I don't get the wax on it. I pull the flap over.
Well, most people I want to believe have cleaned their ears and it wouldn't be a thing. Mm. But some
ears are stinky, man.
I soap my ears. Well, I don't have hair, so I have to do that. But I stick my fingers in with soap and work it around every day.
Me too. But I have pretty waxy ears. So, I got to wash them
every
day.
I stuck my pinky in your ear.
Oh, yeah, you'd probably have a little wax on.
Goo would come out.
Probably.
Oh,
it's an ear, man. It's what it does. It makes wax to keep all the dust out of your ear.
Yeah.
It's what it's there for. Self-cleaning oven.
All right.
Got a few of those. Human body. I don't know what other nut I want. You know what? I'll just really quickly do this Roseanne story. So Roseanne, the remake or the comeback of...
When I see it, I'm enjoying it.
Tonight on Roseanne, the Connors get Muslim neighbors. And even worse, they have fertilizer piled near their garage. So, of course, Roseanne immediately thinks that they're building a bomb.
Uh-huh.
So she tells her sister Jackie, you know, what if it's a sleeper cell full of terrorists getting ready to blow up our neighborhood? Anytime something bad happens, it's always someone who lives next door to somebody. But then there's a whole plot thing where she needs to ask them to borrow their Wi-Fi password.
Uh-huh.
And she learns that they're just like she is.
Oh, thank goodness.
A producer said that Roseanne wanted to get a comeuppance for her own bias. That it was that she had biases and decided she was going to address this as part of the show. So it was her idea. And if you're going to watch a little Roseanne, that's what you're going to see tonight. Hmm. I hope I didn't just give away all the... I think I did. I think I just totally spoiled it for you. Okay, Vincent, what's coming up?
I have a wedding story in the news as well.
Oh, do you?
And this one is going to take your head clean off.
Oh, my God. I love that kind
after
of story.
After these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
So in Hawaii, a volcano is erupting, or it's...
Has been for 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Crazy. It's insane.
Part of the deal is these lava vents are opening up, like right underneath.
So they're like sinkhole-y
type
things?
Yeah, exactly.
Seem good.
35 structures have burned. I'm going to show you a picture. Here's lava moves slow enough that while it's fascinating to watch for a minute because it's lava.
Yeah.
And it's there it is rolling forward. At some point you're like, okay, it's moving too slow for me. But this nonsense where a man is standing in front of the moving lava, you just feel like, dude, you're about to become a tragic story. If that thing just leaps forward, there you are.
That does seem stupid.
10 feet away from it.
It's, yeah.
Hey, everybody, take a picture of me. And this is the picture that's gone national, so it's all over the internet. Whatever.
Dummy.
That continues to be a thing. Oh, I wanted to mention this first, and I forgot. The Warriors play tonight at home. 7:30 game time, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
I'll watch half that game. The first half.
No, you won't. You're going to sleep. You guys must be. Oh, what time did you guys get home from U2 last night?
I'm a little tired. 10, I'm okay, though. Something. I had a good nap yesterday. Yeah,
so you got home the 10. Earliest. You got home a little after that. But Hooman, what time did you get home?
So because of Jim and because we were in the Fast and the Furious last night, we left SAP at 9:28. I got to my house at 10:40.
Oh.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
Two stops. Come on.
All right.
Come on.
Good job, Jim.
And you absolutely, positively have to be there. Call Jim.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah.
So this wedding story, I saw in the news this morning, and I often send stories to Yuzette, not that she doesn't already comb the internet.
But you universe. Never know. You see something interesting, you send it right to Yuzette.
And plus, I've read that story. So that's the one. Right. There may be another one. And so I sent this to her this morning because I just can't believe. Let me ask you a question.
I'm listening.
You are in a canoe.
Okay.
Sounds
this
dangerous.
Is a wedding thing?
It's uh-oh. Headed there. You are in a canoe. Let me make sure I get the river correct.
Is it the Tigris or the Euphrates?
The Fertile Crescent.
I'll have to find that in a second for you.
Is it the Mississippi?
Is it somewhere in America?
No. This is in...
The Middle East.
No. It's in Africa.
Oh. Is it the Nile?
Yeah. It's got to be the Nile.
Dang it. Zimbabwe. That's where it is. Okay, so this lady is on a canoe. It's an inflatable canoe.
Oh.
Inflatable?
That sounds more like a raft, but all right.
Right. It sure does. A croc jumps out of the water and bites your arm off.
Oh. On your wedding day?
No, your wedding is a couple days away, though.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're on a little tour.
Oh, just like having, is it like a pre-marriage honeymoon-y type it's thing? Just, is the husband there or the future husband?
The husband's there in the same raft that you are.
Well, they're lucky that all they got was the arm.
Okay, but my question,
I mean,
I'll tell you the
raft!
I'll tell you the whole story in a second. Okay, my question is, your arm gets bitten off by a croc.
Yeah.
And your wedding date is 5 days out.
Yeah.
Do you make that wedding date?
You know, it's the least of my worries at
I
that
feel
point.
The same way. Yeah. Like, man.
If it happens, then okay. But I do feel like I'm getting used to life with only one arm.
But
my whole life changed in a finger snap.
Right. But everybody booked their tickets already. Yeah, and we paid all our deposits.
Your deposit.
I'd be like, I'd be at post-surgery. Now I just have the one arm. I look at the guy, I'd be like, so, look, I just have one arm. You just don't want to marry me? Because
he was in the raft with you, right? The dude was next to
her. I know, but, he's got to have the option. I don't want to have a one-arm bride.
Oh.
But only if you can accept me with just one arm.
This is not, I didn't make weight for my gown. This is, my arm got ripped off by a croc.
Right.
Yikes.
Yeah. So this is not, we can't get a seamstress out to fix the dress because
they're just going to stitch up the sleeve hole.
Whatever.
Like I got to the other club.
But on the other hand, won't the wedding
wear
cheer
it on
you
your
up?
Head.
Will it?
I guess it might.
The story is that Zanelle in Lovu, 25, she's a 25-year-old gal.
Her arm is gone. That's unbelievable.
And her British husband are saying it's a miracle that she even survived the mauling. This was on April 30th. So just whatever, last week, right?
Oh, my God. Right.
In Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe, an 8-foot croc launched itself up out of the Zambezi River. That's what I was looking for. At a group of canoeists, she was the one the lucky contestant.
Yay. That's a lottery you don't want to win.
You got the pictures, bro?
No. Bro.
Should I look it up?
Oh, man.
With the bride-to-be in the croc's mouth, the husband jumped. First of all, when the croc jumped in, it separated them. The man went over this side of the water, and she went over the side with the croc. So he had to and the boat was between them. It's inflatable, and it was losing air, so everybody else has been dumped into the water,
too. So there were a bunch of people
in
this raft?
There were a bunch of rafts, too.
Oh, my God.
This was a little tour. In fact, they described the water as completely calm, and they were just listening to birds and enjoying the views.
When all of a sudden this crocodile
jumps
erupts.
Out of nowhere, right.
Oh, that bastard.
So the husband, though, it performs well under the pressure. The bride-to-be is in arm is in the croc's mouth. The husband grabs her by the waist and repeatedly is punching the croc in the face as the croc begins to try and perform the death roll, which is...
I'm drowning you.
Right. It, the croc left with her arm. The husband kept her.
It is amazing that imagine. That was actually, it's actually harder to pull off an arm than you might think. We're not like flies.
Yeah.
Like that, the trauma of that is unbelievable.
Jamie swam, that's the husband, swam over to where I was struggling with the crocodile. It was trying to pull me to the bottom of the river. He grabbed my waist and with the other hand, rain blows down on the crocodile. That is a brave husband. Good job, sir.
Really? What a performance.
Anyway, in spite of her injuries, the wedding went ahead as planned.
Left arm or right arm?
It was the right arm.
Oh, boy.
Is it the right arm?
She's a lefty.
Yeah.
That sucks,
here's a picture of her.
Yeah, let's have a look.
That's, you'll see the bandaged up arm.
Oh, that poor woman. Yeah. My God.
They had
to. She's a beautiful bride.
Perform the wedding at the hospital because she was still requiring medical treatment.
So it's just looks like just above the elbow.
Yeah.
Oh, poor lady. Oh.
They say the waters were very calm, and we had guides, and there were about 7 boats in the water when this croc jumped out of nowhere.
And he saved her.
He did
he
save her.
He loves her. Oh, that's so sweet.
She's saying that as people have been visiting her in the hospital, they're the ones crying.
Well, yeah.
I know people feel pity for me, but being sorrowful does not help my situation. I look forward to friends and family who are going to make me laugh and not remind me of what's going on. I end up spending more time comforting my relatives.
Right.
So the wedding was planned, and they had about 60 of their closest friends and family there. So again, I ask you, do you go through with the wedding as you're still bandaged up from a croc attack?
I don't. I guess so. If everyone's insisting and you're still down.
60 people?
Yeah. They couldn't have all been in the hospital room, could they?
Can any one of the... And listen, I am a bitch about losing time in my life for something, some event. But no one could... I wouldn't blame her. I'd be like, you know what? You should take a minute.
Yeah.
You lost your arm.
Yeah.
You're 25.
Right.
You may decide to rethink your priorities.
Seems
who knows?
Like you'd still be in shock.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the guy performed in a way, you know, if he
I'd
swam
be like,
away,
the dude's,
that'd be...
the dude's a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he swam well, if he swam away, she'd be dead.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, he was punching. I mean, the punching the croc in the face is so intense.
Through
that
water,
is badass.
Too. That is actually amazing.
That is.
This is like, that is a crazy story.
And I just...
And the wedding went on. Listen, maybe you'd be so moved by his heroics that you'd be like, I gotta lock this dude down. Like, and he clearly, I mean, he put his own life at risk to save this woman that he obviously loves.
Yeah.
It's actually a very beautiful story.
Oh,
and,
my
and I
God.
I think it should end with a wedding.
What?
You do?
I do. I think that obviously they did exactly what they were supposed to do.
Yeah,
they
I
went
agree.
On with their life and they went ahead and got married.
If he postponed that wedding, that would have just been so much more devastating for her.
Right?
Well,
yeah, probably.
Don't you think, though, there she is sitting there going, is this real life?
Yeah, she is. She
Did
is.
This even happen? They'd only known each other for 18 months, too, by the way, which means they hardly know.
Love.
And she's 25.
They love each
they
other.
They hardly know each
stop
other.
It,
this is the
they
first.
Fell in love. And
this
they're...
is the first thing that's ever happened to them as a couple.
Well,
guaranteed.
And look what they got through it. He saved her life. I think this bodes well for the future.
You do?
I do.
All right.
I think it's amazing. That is quite a story. It would have actually been a really sad story if they didn't get married.
Yeah.
Well,
now it's a happy story somehow.
News Network will keep an eye on this couple and we'll give
they
you
They better
an update
not divorce.
A few years down the road and see how that goes.
That would
for them.
Be great if we got an update on this.
Hey, I have I'll one question it. About this raft and the canoe.
Yeah.
Did you say they were with a tour guide?
A tour guide, and there were multiple boats in the water, multiple
and
inflatables in the water.
Don't you think the leader should have had a gun? I mean, you're in Zimbabwe in the river, right?
Yeah, I do think that. Oh, and they checked this out, too. This is part of the story is because this croc now has attacked
man-eating,
a human,
right.
They decide they need to get that croc in particular.
Yeah.
How do they know which one
well,
it is?
Well, that's, I mean, they so they end up going and getting a croc and killing it. They found it sunning on the side of a river.
Did it have, like, blood around its mouth?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that
fabric.
For the sake of their tours, they needed to show somebody something.
Don't worry, we got the man-eater.
Yeah, we got it.
He's a man-eater.
It's all good.
I don't know. That looks like a baby croc.
Meanwhile, that
no,
croc's
no, this
like,
is the one.
Dude, I'm just tanning. What?
I didn't do anything.
Right. I'm a pacifist.
Is this about the chicken I stole? Sorry.
He was wandering right by the riverbank.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, the balls on that croc. Oh, man.
Hey, man, when you're hungry, your balls get big.
And you're in his home.
Yeah, that's right.
Are we talking about, you mean because he attacked the boat or because he's actually got big balls?
No, I'm talking about
do gators have balls?
There's all these people around. And, you know, you'd think if I was a croc, I would wait for something to be alone. I wouldn't jump into a crowd. Would you jump into a crowd? I don't know if I jump
well,
into a crowd.
Well, maybe he just sees these floating things, and then maybe she was, like, trailing her fingers in the water or something. He was like, oh, that's just too... I can't stop. It's just right there.
I can't resist.
Yeah, I mean, they're hunters. They don't...
They don't think
it's
about it.
The same with sharks. I don't think sharks care. They're just like...
They're not reasoning things out. They're just animals reacting to
their
environment.
In my world, I bite meat and then figure out later if it's delicious or I'm going to spit it out and keep swimming because it doesn't matter to me.
I just need to eat.
I just bite crap.
I'm 8 feet long. It takes a lot of calories to keep this body going.
Reptiles do have balls, but they carry them internally.
Oh,
thank you, Brent.
Often close proximity to the kidneys.
I actually thought, is he looking at the balls on that thing? What is... They got it. But I guess they would be dragging on the ground.
Yeah, that wouldn't
be the anchor.
Right. Unless they like had them perched on their butt above their tail. Yeah, well, that'd be a cute place to keep them.
Drop the balls, I'm going to launch out of the water to get an arm.
No wonder they're in a bad mood. They're dragging their balls on the ground all day.
that would piss you off.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet.
All right, so there's the...
That was a good story.
Our text
number is... Lot to think about.
It's crazy. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, my God.
What?
707 says, you know, Vinny. Well, she's a goner. I want to be a guy who would try to help. Don't you?
Oh, our texts are so funny. Far away. I know weddings are expensive, but at least this one only cost her an arm and not a leg. 408 says, hey, the croc didn't get the engagement ring at least. Because it's on the left hand. Come on, Adele.
510 says, OMG, I was just in Vic Falls in Zimbabwe. I was contemplating that tour and took a hike instead.
Good decision.
Yeah.
Great. No one has a gun. Deciding. No one has a gun.
Then I got bit by a lion instead of a
The most
choose your danger.
The most poisonous snake of all times got me instead.
Oh, my God.
Yikes. has Sarah noticed hunger and weight gain from the roids?
I really have.
You have?
Oh, you
yeah,
have?
I'm Both? Super. Yeah, I've been starving and I'm super like puffy and huh? I weighed so much this morning. I was just like, oh my God.
How much?
A lot, human.
Oh God.
I don't see it.
Well, that's nice to know, but I'm like, what? Like, I can barely get my. Oh no, there it is.
How much longer?
Yeah, you're making this up.
No, I'm.
You look
I'm puffy.
Zero amount different.
Well,
zero.
That's good
how
to know.
How much longer?
Today was the last full pill, and the next 3 days I take half pills.
Oh, half.
Yeah, so I'm done. I'm done Friday.
That's good.
Phew.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm gonna start with. God, I actually have a lot of stuff. I guess I'll start with the Met Gala because there's a few. It sort of branches off into a few really interesting stories and more.
Okay, forget it.
We'll talk about it on the break.
Smooth.
Time.
Great job.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.